From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. A Syrian news agency says Syria's government has accepted the ceasefire deal brokered by its Russian ally and the United States. It has been reported, however, that the Syrian government warplanes bombarded rebel-held areas around the country while insurgents shelled government-held neighborhoods Saturday, leaving dozens killed or wounded only hours after a new U.S.-Syrian agreement aimed at reducing violence in the war-torn country. Earlier, Turkey and a key Syrian opposition group pledged on Saturday to support the complicated and partly secret U.S. deal with Russia.
And so this is a new equation. And we believe that this new equation offers an opportunity, again, not a certainty, an opportunity for people to be able to find a peaceful solution, because we don't believe there is a military solution.
After marathon negotiations with his Russian counterpart, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said a nationwide ceasefire would begin Monday at sundown. The U.N. Security Council has strongly condemned North Korea's most recent nuclear tests and says it will start discussing new significant measures against Pyongyang. In Washington, President Obama condemned the nuclear test, calling it a grave threat to regional security and to international peace and stability. The U.S. ambassador to the U.N., Samantha Power, said the test was nothing short of nuclear blackmail. China responded to news of the test by saying it firmly opposed such actions by Pyongyang. Meanwhile, China has started emergency measures to monitor radiation and environmental pollution from the test. U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump's running mate, Mike Pence, is rebuking Hillary Clinton's claim that some of Trump's supporters belong in a basket of deplorables. Here's the comment Hillary Clinton made at a New York fundraiser Friday that sparked criticism by